A nail-biter state election in Germany has seen embattled Chancellor Olaf Scholz hold off the far-right challenge in a key regional election in the eastern state of Brandenburg. The AfD Alternative for Deutschland led opinion polls ahead of the vote and lost narrowly to Mr. Scholz's SPD party. Our Europe editor Tony Connolly has the story now. Is this something of a reprieve, Tony, for Olaf Scholz, who has been struggling with very low approval ratings and even a divided coalition?
Yeah, definitely, Mary. This is a let-off for him, and it does ease the pressure on him somewhat, but probably not for very long. And I think a lot of the reasons for the victory by the SPD in Brandenburg are down to the fact that the state premier there, Dietmar Woidke, had actually distanced himself from Olaf Scholz, didn't want him campaigning with him on the election trail, and has been critical of some of the coalition government's policies in Germany. And he, as you mentioned, the AfD were ahead in this election around 30% of the vote. The SPD were at 20%. But thanks to a threat by Dietmar Woidke, the SPD premier there, to resign if the AfD won, that seems to have rallied people to come out to vote and to put the AfD in second place. So the provisional results at the moment are 30.9% for the SPD and 29.2% for the AfD. But I think it's clear that people came out to try and prevent the AfD winning that state election rather than a wholehearted endorsement of the SPD party.
But what are we watching in Germany in relation to the ongoing rise of the AfD?
Yeah, I mean, this is, to many people, this is a very worrying development. In Brandenburg, the SPD has held power there since 1990, since reunification. It's where Olaf Scholz has his own constituency, and that would have been a seismic victory for the AfD. And they did come very close. As you mentioned, they won in Thuringia at the beginning of September. That's the first German state that they have actually controlled. They came second place in Saxony on the same day, and that was another very big result. But their footprint seems to be still limited very much to the former East Germany, and that's down to a lot of perhaps economic, even psychological reasons. A lot of people saying that the voters there still have this sense that they're being talked down to, that they're being looked down upon by the Western German establishment. But there are, of course, key political and economic grievances around inflation, the cost of energy, a stagnant economy, and of course the migration situation as well.
Indeed, and on that, haven't we seen a response from Olaf Scholz, probably in relation to the rise of the AfD and that strong anti-immigrant platform, with the return of border controls?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there were three people killed in Solingen in Western Germany at the end of August by a Syrian who had been a failed asylum seeker but had yet to be deported from Germany, and that caused a huge outrage and probably contributed to the AfD victory in Thuringia. And after that, Olaf Scholz's coalition decided to speed up deportations, and they have also put in place border controls, first of all to countries bordering to the Central Europe and Eastern Europe, but they're also extending those border controls to its western borders as well. Now, this is allowed within the EU's Schengen system, but it is seen as Olaf Scholz trying to regain the initiative on the migration issue, but not really succeeding to any dramatic extent.
And trying to regain some initiative ahead of federal elections next year.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there have been major misgivings within his party that he's not the man to lead the SPD in those elections in September next year. And there are many people who suggest that Boris Pistorius, the defence minister, who seems a lot more popular, should take over from Scholz before those elections next year. But this result in Brandenburg will have strengthened Scholz's position somewhat, but I think he's still under enormous pressure as the economic figures still tend to stagnate.
Europe editor Tony Connolly, thank you. 7:30.